With sport, here's Brenton Van Nistelrooy.
Atamadi here. New Zealand track cyclist Campbell Stewart has bounced back from the disappointment of missing out on bronze in the men's team pursuit. Stewart has snatched silver in the men's Omnium 24 hours after being part of the pursuit team that was forced to settle for fourth when Aaron Gate crashed in the bronze medal race. Gate was supposed to ride in the four discipline event, but was ruled out with a broken collarbone. Stewart told Sky Sport he had to do it for the team.
I was riding out there by myself, but man, back in the pit, I could hear them. That's why I could pull it off. If I was out there solo, probably not, but yeah, I had to do that for them.
Campbell Stewart's Olympic silver medal came less than an hour after Elise Andrews claimed a stunning silver in the women's Keirin, adding to her family legacy in cycling.
Both my parents rode in track and in mountain bike, and so to bring home a medal and be able to share the success with them is extremely special. I'm so proud.
Elise Andrews will be back in action in the women's sprint today. Nick Willis has recorded his fastest time of the year in the semi-finals of the men's 1500 metres, but it hasn't been enough to secure a place in the final at his fifth Olympic Games. Barcelona have announced six-time World Footballer of the Year. Lionel Messi is leaving the Spanish club. The 34-year-old joined Barcelona's youth setup at the age of 13 and went on to score 672 goals in 778 games for the senior team. England midfielder Jack Grealish has become the most expensive player in Premier League history. Grealish is joining Manchester City from Aston Villa for a reported fee of £100 million. Rain has washed out the majority of the final session on day two of the first cricket test between England and India in Nottingham, with India stranded on 125 for 4 at stumps. They trail England's first innings by 58 runs. Meanwhile, England will be without Jofra Archer for this year's 2020 World Cup and the Ashes against Australia after the fast bowler suffered a recurrence of a stress fracture in his right elbow. Koina ngā pūrongo, hakina kina.